Chapter 9. Cassie was knee-deep in customers when Lexi arrived back at the bakery after dropping off Nan's. She threw on an apron and rushed out front to help out. She sold several pies, dozens of cookies for takeout, and countless scones and muffins for people who wanted to sit at the cafe tables and enjoy the view. The constant rush of customers and chatter occupied her mind, leaving her no time to think about Nan's or the mummy case. Once the rush subsided, Lexi grabbed a white towel and made her way to the tables to clean up while Cassie rearranged the bakery case. "The ladies said my meringue recipe still needs sugar," Lexi complained as she wiped the crumbs from the table into her cupped hand. "I didn't try the latest batch." Cassie stopped abruptly, causing Lexi to look up and see her friend looking at her funny, no, not at her, over her shoulder. Lexi turned in the direction of Cassie's stare, and her heart skidded when she saw a small, white-haired woman standing directly across the street. Not just any white-haired woman. Lexi recognized her as the woman in the red Mustang, Violet Switzer. Lexi's heart thudded as she realized Violet was staring straight at her. Their eyes met, then Violet raised two fingers, pointed them at her eyes, then extended her index finger toward Lexi. "I'm watching you." Then she turned and disappeared into the haberdashery across the street. "What the heck was that all about?" Cassie asked. "That was Violet Switzer." "Your competition in the dessert contest?" Cassie's lips quirked up in a smile. "Looks like she's got you all riled up." "Well, she's following me, and it's creepy." "Look, you're falling right into her trap. She's trying to psych you out. What you gotta do is pretend like it doesn't bother you." Lexi chewed her bottom lip. Cassie was right. Violet was trying to get her all flustered, and she was playing right into her hands. "Yeah, you're right. I don't know why I'm letting her get to me. I mean, what's to be scared of? It's just a contest, for crying out loud." "Right. Maybe you should turn the tables on her. Follow her around and see how she likes it," Cassie suggested. "You know, that's a good idea." Lexi glanced across the street. Was Violet still in the store? Should she rush over and follow her? No, she didn't have time. She had more important matters to tend to. "I'll have to find out more about her, maybe even pay her a visit. But first, I have to stop in at the Elms pub." "The Elms?" Cassie frowned at Lexi. "Why do you have to go there?" "Tom O'Keefe, the one who built Jack's house, used to hang around there, and I was thinking I might be able to ask around about him. It seems like the kind of place that a lot of old-timers would still hang around at." "Oh, it is." Cassie shut the bakery case door and moved over to the self-serve coffee station to straighten up the K-cups and pour a coffee for herself. "You go there?" Lexi tossed her towel over her shoulder and crossed to the counter, where she started to assemble a white bakery box. "Yeah, my brother knows the owner, the grandson of the original owner, actually." Lexi perked up. "You wouldn't be able to arrange for me to talk to the original owner, would you?" "Pops? Sure, he's usually there every day. His name is Sam. Just tell him I sent you and he'll treat you like an old friend." "Great." Lexi reached into the case and took out a tray of white fluffy meringue cookies. "I'll take some of these meringues as a bribe." "Is that the latest recipe?" Cassie asked. Lexi nodded as she transferred the cookies into the box. "Let me try one." Cassie picked one off the plate. "We'll see if the ladies are right or if their taste buds are senile." Lexi watched silently as Cassie took a bite, chewed, then licked her lips and nodded. "Sorry, they are right. It needs maybe just a touch of sugar, like only a teaspoon." Lexi sighed. She'd have to carve out some time to fiddle with the recipe, which meant less time on the case. Glancing out into the street where Violet had been, she felt her competitive nature take over. She knew she could win that dessert contest, no matter what kind of games Violet wanted to play. Besides, she could certainly best an old lady, both in cooking and psychology. As far as Violet Switzer was concerned, it was game on. But first, Lexi had to find just one clue that would implicate Tom O'Keefe in the decades-old murder. She closed the lid of the box and headed out to the Elms Pub. The Elms Pub sat on the corner of Elm and Center Streets, across from the Minimart gas station, in the section of town where suburbia turned into small-town urban. Lexi stood just inside the door, adjusting to the dim lighting. In front of her, a long wooden bar ran half the length of the room. It was lined with high-backed bar stools, their brass footrests scuffed and black from years of use. Behind the bar, a few neon beer signs added extra lighting, which, in Lexi's opinion, was much needed. Tables were scattered around the edge of the room. They looked clean and were mostly empty, except for one table with two middle-aged men sipping beers, and a booth in the back corner where a white-haired man cooled his palms around a frosted mug of golden liquid. The bartender looked questioningly at Lexi's white box as she crossed to the bar. "Hi," she smiled. "I'm looking for Sam. My friend Cassie Darling sent me."
"Ma, you know Cassie? She's a good friend. Pops is back there."
He thrust his chin toward the white-haired man in the booth. "Thanks." Pops watched with curious eyes as Lexi made her way toward him. She stopped beside the booth, resting the bakery box on top of the table and holding out her hand. "Hi, I'm Lexi Baker, a friend of Cassie Darling." His smile widened and he met Lexi's hand with a firm, warm handshake.
"I'm Sam Barlow. Any friend of Cassie's is a friend of mine."
He gestured across the table.
"Please, sit."
Lexi slid into the booth just as the bartender appeared at her shoulder.
"Can I get you something?"
he asked. "Just a coffee, please."
"Coming right up."
Sam nodded at the bakery box.
"What's in there?"
"Meringue cookies. It's a new recipe I'm trying out for the Brook Ridge Desserts Contest." Lexi flipped the top open and angled the box toward Sam so he could get a better look.
"Oh, you're the one that owns the bakery where Cassie works," Sam said as he picked out a cookie.
"Yep, that's me. I don't know how well those go with beer, though." Sam nodded, but bit in anyway.
"That's good. But you didn't come all the way here to bring me cookies, did you?"
"No. I think you might be able to help me." His brows raised a fraction of an inch, his gray eyes gleaming with interest.
"How's that?"
"I'm sure you heard about the mummy that was found in one of the houses a few streets over." Sam nodded. "Well, that was my husband's house, and he's a suspect." Lexi watched as Sam grabbed another cookie. "I'd like to help clear his name."
"Why don't you have Cassie's young man help you? Isn't he a police detective?"
"Actually, he's my husband's partner. But they aren't allowed to investigate the case because the body was found in Jack's house, and the detective on the case isn't being very cooperative." Sam took a swig of beer and made a sour face.
"You're right. Those cookies don't go very well with beer. Not sweet enough. Anyway, what makes you think I can help you?"
Lexi leaned across the table and lowered her voice. "Well, we have a theory that the killer is the builder that built all the homes in the neighborhood." Sam's brows dipped into a V.
"You mean Tommy O'Keefe?"
"Yes."
"What makes you think that?"
"Because of the way the body was hidden. Someone made a secret room at the end of the basement, small enough so no one would notice it was ever there, and then they put the body in and sealed it off. That could only have been done before the home was occupied. Sam rubbed his chin.
Not necessarily. If the homeowners were in on it, it could have been done at any time.
It couldn't have been them, Lexi said. They're a nice elderly couple.
Sure, now they are. But back when those houses were built, they weren't old. You never know what people are up to.
Lexi tilted her head. He had a point. Still, what reason would the McDonald's have to hide a dead man in the basement? A coffee appeared at her elbow, and she slid it across the scarred wooden table until it was in front of her. So you don't think it was O'Keefe? Sam shrugged. You were here a lot back then, right?
Yeah, I ran the place. Couldn't afford much help back then, so I was here all the time.
Did you notice anything strange about O'Keefe back then? Or anyone else, for that matter? Lexi sipped her coffee and stared at him over the rim of her cup while he thought about it.
Well, it was a long time ago, and he was in here almost every night.
Sam sipped his beer.
But I do seem to recall one time he bought rounds for the entire house.
Lexi's left brow ticked up. Really? Did he say why?
Near as I can remember, he said he'd made a big house deal. He was real excited about it.
Do you remember exactly when that was? Lexi asked. Sam shook his head.
I can't recall the year, but I do remember it was summertime. Everyone was wearing t-shirts. I can picture it like it was yesterday. Everyone was pretty excited, and we talked about it for weeks, since pre-drinks don't get offered often. Tommy was somewhat of a celebrity after that. Of course, he was already pretty well known from the dart championships.
I saw the trophies at his place.
He won the championship a lot of years in a row.
Until Violet Switzer came along. Sam looked at her sideways.
You know her?
I don't actually know her, just of her. I'm going up against her in the Brook Ridge dessert contest. Lexi pointed to the box of cookies. This is my test recipe for my entry in the contest. Sam grimaced.
I don't envy you. That Violet can be a stickler. She likes to win. And once she has her mind set on something, she grabs on like a schnauzer's teeth biting the mailman's pant leg.
Tell me about it.
But the way to deal with people like her is to not let them intimidate you. Don't let her make you nervous.
Sam picked another cookie out of the box and bit into it.
Add a little more sugar to this recipe, and you've got a good shot.
Lexi's heart dropped thinking about the contest. Did she have a shot? She'd never had so much trouble with a recipe before. But she didn't have time to worry about that now. She had more important things to talk to Sam about than her cookie recipe. So, back to Tom O'Keefe. Did he have any enemies, anyone he fought with? Sam shook his head.
Nope, not at all. He was happy-go-lucky. Still is, actually. And no wonder, with all the money he's got.
Sam narrowed his eyes at Lexi.
I don't get why you are so hell-bent on thinking it was Tommy. Do you have some compelling evidence that points to him?
I can't imagine who else would have been able to hide a body in the basement. It must have been done before the McDonald's moved in, and since he was the builder, he would have had the access to do that. Sam shook his head.
This doesn't make sense to me. How did you discover it if it was a sealed-off room? And why did you never notice the room before?
The room was so narrow that no one would have noticed it was there, unless they measured. Plus, the basement was full of piled-up boxes, so it was impossible to tell. It wasn't until we were cleaning it out and my dog scratched away some of the cement coating on the wall that we found a little hole and discovered the room.
Did you say plaster on the walls?
Yeah, it was like some kind of plaster or stucco. Sam nodded.
I know exactly what you mean. Seen that technique done in a lot of basements around here, and I think that means you're barking up the wrong tree.
How so?
Tommy didn't finish basements like that. If you think the killer is the one who did the cement job, then you don't want Tommy O'Keefe. You want Bobby Nussbaum.